Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Well, good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. Today, we're going to discuss the document management system, e-file cabinet. Now, Brian and I have a long history with e-file cabinet, and that includes some of their earliest mobile application development and e-drawer. But as of lately, they seem to have updated their workflow system and some other components that are important. So, Brian, what would you think would be most useful to our listeners today?
Well, e-file cabinet's a document management system. You can either run it on-prem or in the cloud. They have a workflow system. They've always had a drag and drop workflow tool, but they've got it really set up where you can do online approvals and other things like that. They've now branded that Rubex, R-U-B-E-X, kind of like a rubric, I guess. You know, they have some integrations with outside applications, like Randy, you know, They've gone beyond just the accounting profession. This is really more of a horizontal document management solution rather than a vertical industry one. So they go beyond accounting, and they support legal. They do pretty much any kind of professional services. They have integrations with Salesforce, with Microsoft 365. They handle the broker-dealer compliance type issues. And so they have a client, again, with all of the features that they have, they're really in a position to meet the needs of firms, their clients. There's actually a structure set up within this application where you can support franchises. So you can have, there's a extra level above you can have that was actually created for broker dealers that you can use where you're managing multiple different franchises that may even be separate legal entities. So it's a very powerful tool, again, that's set up to try to automate and to manage things and to even extract some structured data from some of these documents.
Yeah. So, you know, Brian, we have other Technology Lab sessions on document management, but I just want to remind our listeners today that there are about 10 or 15 products that we think fit the profession well. This system has been around since the early 2000s. James Blaylock, a CPA, was actually the inventor of this, and I spent a lot of time with him in that time frame, but I'd already been doing document management software in accounting firms for maybe 10 years at that point in time. He really created a very simplistic product focused around the accounting profession. But today, this system does have a number of vertical industries it supports, including automotive and construction and education, government agencies and healthcare. Like you said, it's become a horizontal system. But one thing of interest is the compliance that's needed for financial management or those RIA type of practices that are out there. So, you know, do you want to maybe address that just a little bit, Brian?
Well, what they've really done is they built in the log tracking that you need and the audit trails so that so that, again, some things just can't be deleted. So once a document gets put in there, you know, you can delete it, but the audit trail shows that it was there and it was gone. And again, the audit trail is incorruptible. And so that's something that they've put in that, again, helps people comply with those rules that folks that have to comply with SEC regulations have to deal with, like RIAs and broker dealers and others.
Understood. And you are correct. You know, this product has always had this drag and drop workflow tool. You know, the first time that I saw their designs on it, I was actually super impressed. But the rubrics, as they now call it, does automatically recognize and organize, name and store files. And that part of that system is good. And that workflow then lets us see the stages of our processes play out across the business. So that may be helpful for those firms that are very workflow centric in their document management along the way. The vendor has created templates for folder structures that can be very standardized, and it allows us to also create predefined names that you can quickly apply to files that are uploaded into the storage areas. This is very similar to the feature, for example, that's inside Docket that does a similar type of function. But one of the early pieces that the vendor did was trying to figure out how to do a smart and secure sharing. See, at the time that this system was created, there were very few portal systems out there, and there was a need to allow us to upload and download files from a client, and they have a good comprehensive permission system on this where you can, you know, allow read, write, or delete and upload, download, or delete inside the system. And that may be a little more comprehensive than many others. Now, Brian and I are both fans of PBC, prepared by client or client request lists. And this system also has a file request that you can send to clients and other outside parties, and that allows them to provide documents that you might need. But, you know, this whole issue around the BDRIA is really about the governments, where you can really set the governments on individual documents as well as folders or drawers or cabinets, and that allows you to stay compliant across multiple different industries. So one final feature that I'll call out at this point in time is e-signature. The e-signature in here is knowledge-based authentication, so it's good for the 8879s. And it also uses another technology known as one-time passcodes to get this done. So it does allow your clients to sign documents, and you can send signature requests to anyone for any document. And then you can save and sign these secure documents within the system. So, Brian, other key features that I haven't called out so far?
Well, I'll just remind you, I said earlier that it is you can either run it on your server or on the cloud. So you're not married to running it in the cloud if you're in a place where you don't have great internet connectivity, or you know, or you just feel like you want to have it running on your own internal servers for some reason or another. You know, we've got, again, with the workflow tools in here, we've got the templating of folders. We can go in and import email messages from your email account, and also work with Google Drive and OneDrive as well, so that you can get data directly into your system out of those tools. You know, it's the thing I would say about this is that it's a very effective tool, and really, I think that if you start comparing this on a feature-by-feature basis to a lot of the other things that are part of the vendor suites, this compares very, very favorably to those other applications. You know, the only thing this really doesn't have that the tax software publishers would prohibit them from having is a direct button inside the tax software to send something to the tax software, just because that's one of those things that that gets withheld from pretty much everybody except for the vendor's own operations usually.
Yeah, that makes sense, Brian. And, you know, in the early days of document management, performance and internet speeds were very limited. So the desktop application to be able to synchronize and allow actually a premise-based install while you also had a cloud-based install was a feature of a number of these systems. Further, the email tracking is important, and this system has the ability to import email messages or attachments and store those in folders. So not all systems have email integrated as well as I would like. There are others that I think.
And they have Salesforce and Microsoft 365 integration too. So when we step outside of accounting where we're not as likely to use CRM, we've got experience working with, this outfit's got experience working with those CRM systems and those other applications.
Yeah, and another innovative thing that they've done is a dual screen previewer. Most systems only have a single screen preview, and in fact, many struggle with even publishing multiple documents at the same time. So that part is handy. Again, you can take it in terms of maybe 1040 work papers or maybe this year, last year comparisons and so forth. Another piece that's in their item, in their automation is their missing item search, where you can look for multiple folders or look in the cabinet system for items that should be in them and are missing. And that's a pretty interesting capability. Most of us have worked around designing forms with Adobe. And inside this system, you can create your own fillable PDFs. And that those can be interfaced directly with the workflow system. And that's been in the e-file cabinet system for probably a decade, but this recent iteration on it has improved its usability there. And the idea here is that you can eliminate some of the data entry. So you can send it to clients so they can fill in the information. You can extract it from that, eliminating some of your data entry, which I think is a nice feature. And you and I have talked that for over a decade, I think, Brian. So, you know, that's a big deal. So knowing that that's the case, I would just suggest that with e-file cabinet, you have a comprehensive document management system with the capability of managing workflow. And it is one of many competitors in the CPA market. So until next time on the Technology Lab, we will be back with you again soon.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.